From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The health care overhaul will be on the front burner this week. The House is returning to work after the holiday break, and congressional Democrats are seeking agreement on a final bill. It's President Obama's top domestic priority, and later today he meets with labor leaders at the White House. He'll try to sell them on a controversial plan to tax high-cost health benefits. NPR Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama has endorsed the idea of taxing so-called Cadillac health insurance plans as one way to rein in costs and help pay for expanded insurance coverage. Union leaders typically oppose the idea, which is part of the Senate's health care bill, but not the House version. White House spokesman Robert Gates says the argument is likely to be on the table at today's White House meeting.
I know it's an issue that is a difference in the legislation that the House and the Senate passed. I think the president will talk through with them what he believes can be gotten out of that provision.
Labor leaders worry their members may have sacrificed pay at the bargaining table in order to win better health benefits, only to be hit later by the so-called Cadillac tax. Scott Horsley, NPR News. The White House.
North Korea is calling for a peace treaty to replace the armistice that ended the Korean War. Pyongyang said today that it would help build trust with the United States and help revive international talks over its nuclear program. But President Obama's special envoy for human rights in North Korea says ties can only improve once North Korea pays attention to its human rights situation. From Seoul, Dwali Saikautau reports.
Ambassador Robert King was appointed to this role 6 weeks ago. This is his first official visit to the region, but he's traveled before to Pyongyang. After speaking to South Korea's foreign minister today, he told reporters that North Korea is one of the worst places in terms of the lack of human rights. And he said Washington has expressed a desire to provide opportunities for North Korean refugees who wish to go to the U.S.
There are requirements that we have, but we've tried to give instructions to our embassies to make this as easy and as available as possible.
King is expected to meet with North Korean defectors and later this week fly to Japan for talks with government officials there. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Saikautau in Seoul.
The cold snap that has had much of the South and the East Coast in its grip should begin easing soon. Mike Eckert is with the National Weather Service.
Much of the nation east of the Rockies is still fairly chilly, but the cold air is going to be exiting over the next couple of days, and we should see a significant warm-up as we move into the latter half of this upcoming week.
There have been record cold temperatures in South Florida, where a hard freeze warning is in effect through this morning. The cold has forced zoos in Miami and Atlanta, Georgia, to close. And from Washington, this is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton leaves later this morning for a 9-day swing through the South Pacific. Her trip is to start in Hawaii, where she is to meet with Japan's foreign minister. Japan's government is in a dispute with Washington over the relocation of a Marine Corps base on Okinawa Island. Clinton is also to visit Papua New Guinea, Australia, and New Zealand. Jury selection begins today in the murder trial of Scott Roeder, who's charged with killing George Tiller, a doctor who performed abortions in Kansas. The murder took place at Tiller's church last May. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
51-year-old Roeder is charged with first-degree murder and 2 counts of aggravated assault in connection with Tiller's murder. At first, Roeder denied shooting Tiller, but later he admitted he was responsible, saying he did it to protect unborn children. Defense attorneys petitioned the court for the option of using a so-called necessity defense, the idea that the murder was necessary to stop abortion. The judge has ruled twice that Roeder cannot use that defense, but the judge did not rule out the possibility that a jury could hear evidence to allow a charge of voluntary manslaughter instead of murder. Prosecutors have compiled a list of more than 200 potential witnesses, including 2 church ushers who saw the shooting and identified Roeder as a suspect. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
Police in Anchorage, Alaska are asking the public for help regarding the ambush of a police officer. They're urging anyone with even the slightest amount of information to come forward. Police say they're examining video but are not saying where it came from. Officer Jason Allen is expected to recover from as many as 5 wounds he suffered when someone opened fire from a car that pulled up alongside him overnight Saturday. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.